Today is Rare Disease Day. For people living with or affected by rare diseases, they come together to raise awareness of these rare diseases. The theme for this year is research. So it recognises that rare disease research is just crucial for patients to provide them with answers and solutions that they need, whether it's a cure or treatment or improved care. Now, rare diseases are defined as a condition, syndrome or disorder that affects one in 10,000 people or less. And hundreds of Aussies are living undiagnosed with a potentially life-threatening rare disease. Hereditary angioedema, I hope I get that right, or otherwise known as HAE, we'll just call it HAE, affects an estimated 500 Australians, but possibly more. President of HAE Australasia, Fiona Wardman, is with us now. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning, Sandra. How are you?
Good, thank you. Did I pronounce that correctly? Hereditary angioedema?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. Now, Fiona, you actually have this condition as well. What can you tell us about, I guess, some of the symptoms?
Yeah, I do have the condition. My symptoms started at the age of 7, and they manifested themselves in swelling of the arms, any of the limbs, anything externally, and it can also swell internally.
Well, obviously, that's very dangerous.
Absolutely, especially if it affects the laryngeal area, the neck, and you can actually suffocate from the swelling. If it's in the abdominal area, it is excruciating.
Diagnosis, as I mentioned, is one of the biggest problems. Is that really what this day is about, kind of trying to get that awareness out?
Absolutely. There's about 7,000 different rare diseases, and some of them look like other more common causes, such as IBS, in the case of HAE, or possibly an allergy. And just to be able to go to a doctor and say, I'm having these reoccurring attacks, can you point me in the right direction of a specialist that can possibly help me is the start. And hopefully you will get passed on to the correct specialist and then end up with a diagnosis and hopefully some treatment to be able to get let you have a normal life.
It's hard though, Fiona, and I would imagine I am not alone in if I ever feel unwell or anything like that, I always go to the internet and see what it can tell me. So, you know, that can be an issue as well.
Yes, it can. You know, you can read all sorts of different symptoms and find out that you've got some, you know, hideous life-threatening disease and it may not actually be that. So you do need, in the terms of hereditary angioedema, you do need a blood test to get the correct diagnosis. And, yeah, it's always important to seek medical advice.
I suppose one of the problems as well, Fiona, is that, you know, different diseases can present differently in different people.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, there's 7,000 different rare diseases out there, and even within our own HAE community, we, you know, may not have the symptoms early. They may present themselves later on in life. They may not be as severe as other people, and it's just trying to find that balance and be able to keep a record of the attacks that you're having, and then making sure that you're, you know, thinking about what may have brought those things on, what the triggers are and so forth, and then, you know, letting your doctor know so that they can make a correct diagnosis.
Fiona, HAE Australasia, you're a not-for-profit group?
We are indeed, yes.
And who are you made up of and how did, I guess, you know, you get started?
Yes, our group is about 6 years old now. It started from a need to be able to come together as a voice and be able to knock down Canberra's door and speak to them about subsidising some of the treatments that are available and making sure that we have a voice out in the community to create the awareness that we need so that other people do not need to live the rest of their life or part of their life without having the right treatment.
Where are you currently at with, I guess, the research and treatment or care or cure even of HAE?
So in Australia, well, around the world there is no cure, but within Australia we have some good treatments available to us, thankfully. And the good thing about hereditary angioedema, the good thing about having a rare disease, is that there is actually a lot of interest around the world in finding new and better treatments. So at the moment we have injections, and depending on whether you're able to do that on demand, if you're having an attack, you can take a subcutaneous injection, which is straight the infusion twice a week, which we are taught to do at home, which is brilliant. It means we don't have to line up at the hospital or wait for somebody to look after us. But, you know, down the road, we do have tablets coming our way, which is once a day. And for people who are needle phobic, that's a great option for them.
Now, the importance, obviously, of Rare Disease Day is that, well, it's a chance to really shine the light on diseases like HAE.
Exactly. You know, a lot of the time, we get pushed away by things like cancer and diabetes and those types of things, which are more well-known and more prolific within, you know, the community. And so we get lost behind that. So today is really a great day to be able to, as you say, shine a light on all of those smaller rare diseases that do struggle for treatment, do struggle for education, do struggle for diagnosis, and, yeah, make them sort of at the forefront of everyone's mind.
Fiona Wardman, President of HAE Australasia, that's Hereditary Angioedema, for Rare Disease Day. Look, good to speak with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Sandra.